Right, well, joining me now is Chris. Looking at Scunthorpe, Chris, first of all, the two big names, if you're a Huddersfield Town fan, it's Murray Wallace and Joe Lolley. They're now back at Huddersfield Town. Just what have you made, first of all, of their impact at the club?
Well, you can split them into two, really. I mean, Murray Wallace has come in and has ended up being a revelation. Scunthorpe will be very sorry to see him sort of return to Huddersfield at the end of his second month, because he was a little bit of a slow burner. Came in and took perhaps a couple of games to find his feet. I guess that's because he hasn't played first team football. I hadn't played much first team football for quite a while before he came here. But as he has grown into the role at Scunthorpe, Scunthorpe have grown as well and have benefited greatly from sort of what he's brought to the back four. He's looked very solid. His height and his sort of physical stature have been very good in terms of his defensive sort of side of the game. But where he's really stood out above others at Scunthorpe is his ability to bring the ball out of defence. Very, very cool on the ball, very, very calm on the ball. And he can pick out a pass as well. So he's made a really, really big impression. Scunthorpe have gone through October having won five of their six League One matches, which has taken them from the bottom four up to ninth in the table and to within 4 points of the playoffs. And make no mistake, Murray has been a very, very big part of what that side's achieved. Moving on to Joe Lolley, been a little bit harder for Joe. He sort of started off in the side, was in and out the side a little bit, made quite a decent impression at first, and he set up the goal for Paddy Madden that he scored to give him a 1-0 win over Fleetwood at the beginning of the month, which really sort of gave them something to build on and kick-started this fine run that they've been on. But since then, he's dropped out of the starting lineup and has had to kind of make do with a role from the bench. When he's come on, he's looked lively, he's been direct, he's taken people on. But I'm sure he hasn't had the opportunity to do that as much as he maybe would have liked.
Looking at it from the Scunthorpe point of view, just how frustrating is it then that you've got a player who really has settled in and one with a lot of potential to, and now they're both going?
Well, it is frustrating, but of course that's the loan market. That's the way it works, isn't it? And I wouldn't be too surprised if we certainly didn't see Murray again. I wrote a little piece for the website today, sort of saying that Wallace's return to Huddersfield shouldn't come as too much of a surprise, given that neither player had been given permission by the Terriers to play in the FA Cup. So it kind of makes sense from Scunthorpe's perspective, as well as Huddersfield, for both players to kind of return to the John Smith Stadium for the next fortnight. They've got the opportunity to obviously play for Huddersfield or be involved in and around the squad with the Reading game on Tuesday night and then the weekend as well. But I wouldn't be too surprised if something happened maybe with Wallace coming back before Scunthorpe play their next League One match at Swindon on November the 14th. But we'll have to wait and see on that.
And obviously, looking at the two players and the power of social media, both have sent that message basically saying good luck to the lads and keeping them relations good if they were to come back.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the one thing that Scunthorpe have had, even when times have been difficult at the sort of first chunk of the season, is there's been a really good team spirit there. They've got a lot of senior, experienced pros, players who know sort of about winning promotion, what it takes to win promotion. It's a really good dressing room, as cliched as that sounds. And I think both players have sort of fitted in very well to that and have contributed and have really sort of been taken under the wing by everybody and quickly become part of the team. And so it was nice to see them send out their well wishes like they did on Sunday.
And of course, looking at Mark Robbins, another link with Huddersfield Town, former boss there, like you were saying, he's had a very good month, some good results, and they are climbing up the table at the minute.
Yeah, absolutely. It's taken a while, certainly a lot longer than I think everybody had hoped for and anticipated as well with the squad that they assembled in the summer. They went out and brought in some, as I touched on before, you know, proven players at this level, people like Scott Laird from Preston North End, who have perhaps taken a little bit longer to gel than they would have liked. But certainly from this point looking forwards, the future looks very good.
And obviously now there might just be a little bit of a fear that if these two players did go away and didn't come back, that maybe the results would suffer. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely, certainly with Murray Wallace, as I say, because he's been the one that's sort of given them something to build around at the back. I mean, Murray was brought in to provide cover for a lad called Niall Canavan, who damaged ankle ligaments half an hour into the opening day of the season. Canavan's also left-footed, and Mark Robbins sort of felt that they needed another left-footer to replace him to sort of give that balance to the centre-back sort of partnership. Now, Murray, I think, has certainly surpassed all expectations in terms of what fans would have been hoping to see from him, although the manager had always sort of maintained what a good player he was, and he knows that as well as anybody from having worked with him at Huddersfield, and I think he signed him for Huddersfield as well. So, you know, he's got a decision really to make this weekend in the FA Cup, and someone will get a chance to replace Murray, and if he doesn't end up coming back, then that place is obviously up for grabs in the long term. But yeah, he'll certainly be missed.
And looking at the season so far, it's been a bit miss and hit, a little bit of inconsistency. What do you think Mark Robbins will be wanting by the end of it?
Well, at the end of this season, I think they'll be wanting promotion. That was the stall really that everybody sort of set out in the summer. They were quite prominent with their ambitions. They, you know, there was no sort of talking down the chances. They want to be a top six side. I think they maybe feel that with the likes of Wigan, Sheffield United at this level, that the top two is going to be a tall order. But certainly the playoffs are there to be sort of aimed for, and the way they've come on in the last month, you know, that will only have heightened those expectations. It was a difficult start. Mark was under quite a bit of pressure, certainly from the terraces, although the chairman here, Peter Swan, sort of publicly came out on several occasions and backed him and said it was a long-term project with him at Scunthorpe. And so far, that looks to have been vindicated by the way they've gone in the last month.